Brekkie, 100% Ballarat.
It's Josh and Maddie here on the Power FM Brekkie Show. Explosive night.
Maths. My God.
I know. Great television, though, I've got to say.
We all knew it was coming, an explosive dinner party, but I don't know if everyone was ready for what happened last night. Someone who was right in the middle of it is someone who's actually from Geelong and has been up to Ballarat quite a few times. In Melbourne right now, on the phone is Sam. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. Well.
How are you feeling after having to watch it all back last night?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, when we're in the heat of battle, the old adrenaline was up, so I couldn't remember half the argument, so it actually turned out all right.
So you think it turned out okay? Do you think you handled it well? Would you have said anything differently?
No, I definitely, I liked what I saw. There was a few lines that got cut out that were pretty juicy, but it was really good. I thought it was handled pretty well.
From the first night where you all met in that bachelor pad, where you said, "Oh, Bryce, you look nervous." Did he really kind of take offence to that, or was that just all TV magic?
No, that's legit.
Wow.
He comes up I can't say too much, but it does get addressed in the following episode.
When you said that originally, though, when you walked in and said, "Oh, you looked nervous," did you think that would spark this huge argument, like, down the track?
It actually wasn't the first thing I said to him. We'd actually, said a few words to one another, and he was sort of stuttering and blubbering a bit of nonsense, and I just said, you look nervous,
As you would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, we were all nervous. We were all nervous when we were walking in. There was the first sort of big meeting between all the boys, and everyone was nervous. So I didn't think that would offend him to the point where he had a vendetta against me.
From walking into that dinner party to leaving all flustered and whatever, how long was that actually? How long did that go on for, that dinner party?
Dinner parties generally go for about 3 to 4 hours, pending.
Okay.
And then obviously in the couch area where we all first walk in, probably goes for about 1 to 2, maybe, hours max. So,
right.
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours. And then we went to, but the actual opening, segment where we had our first fight, that was instantly on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Side note, does your butt get sore from having to sit down for so long?
Well, at the commitment ceremonies, they're probably the toughest. You sit there for about 8 hours.
That's boring.
That's a lot of commitment.
Literally a lot of commitment. And some of the stories that the other contestants are talking can get a little bit boring. And it is hard to stay awake, 8 hours. That takes you to about 3 or 4 in the morning. So, tough.
That's crazy. Now, obviously, there's lots of other people in this experiment, and there's all these rumours about how people act on and off camera. Do you think, who's the biggest, kind of hypocrite when it comes to, I didn't really say that, or off camera they look different?
Look, you can get, they do leave a lot out, but everyone's pretty legit on camera. Like, Bex had a pretty hard edit. She's one of my good friends, and she's actually really lovely, but everyone's definitely, no one's sort of hamming it up. Maybe Bryce, if anyone, but
Speaking of Beck, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't the biggest fan of Beck coming into the series, but I absolutely turned my opinion around on Beck when she said, "Bryce, what are you doing bringing
other people?
Fight your own fight, mate." She is a champion.
And she's had my back the whole time, and she's actually a really, she's a really strong friend. Even when I've been through a little bit of tough times, when I've been getting hammered in the media, she's the one who reaches out to see how I'm going. Like, she's a really good person.
Well, that's good.
Awesome.
One of the other main talking points of last night was Coco and Sam, and, the talk that they should have been matched together. Do you think you should have been matched with someone else on the show?
It's really tough. Like, everyone has their probably, different person they would have liked to have got matched with. But, that's the experiment. It doesn't give you the right to go and start hitting on someone else's partner just because you think you're better matched with them.
Who do you think you would be better matched with?
Well, I probably would have been better matched with maybe an Alana or a Sam or Beck.
Okay. Why didn't you do a bit of a partner swap then? If Coco and Sam were keen to
get on it.
Yeah.
Nah, cheating scandals aren't really the greatest thing to be involved in. So,
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sam. I'm sure it won't be the last we see of you on the show and your explosive nature. Maths continues Sunday night on 9. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Ballarat's fresh way to wake up. It's Josh and Maddie on Power FM.